Hey, I'm home. Did you end up falling asleep already? Guess the drive back was pretty long. I expected that I would make it back before you usually went to sleep. Are you trying to trick me right now? Maybe you're just resting your eyes. Or maybe you're actually asleep. I guess you really are then, huh? You look so cute. So cozy, all curled up like that. You're sleeping so peacefully. But wait. Did you seriously fall asleep on my side of the bed? What exactly were you doing over here, huh? Did you miss me too? I guess so. Because I really, really missed you. Maybe I should just let you sleep. Don't think I can wait until the morning. I really, really want to see you. How should I wake you up? Maybe if I beg and plead. Baby, please wake up. Please, please, baby. I see that grin on your face. Come on, I know you're awake. Just open your eyes, okay? Are you gonna make this difficult? I can play. I love to play your little games, you know that. How about you stay right there? Hey. Relax. Relax, it's just me, okay? I didn't know that was gonna get you all startled, and I tried to be gentle. But I guess that didn't really work out as I hoped, did it? Yes, it really is me. What do you mean? I'm here. You're not dreaming or anything. I told you I was coming back. I finished my meeting earlier than I expected, and I came home a little earlier. And I can see that I definitely made the right decision. Seems like you missed me too. I love you. And I am so tired. When I'm gone for so long, all I can think about is you. I think about you every single day. Think about your smell. Moments like this. Are you cuddled up with the teddy bear right now? The one that you always keep because it reminds you of me? When you're all alone and you miss me so much. I know it's pretty dark in here, but I can see you. You are such a cutie. Was this all on purpose? sleeping on my side of the bed with our little teddy bear? Was it all to get my attention? All to make sure you got so, so much love? You know I just got here, right? My bags are still at the door, but I really, really missed you, baby. I wanted to see you. I really, really wanted to see you. Yes, baby, my trip was good. I wish it wasn't so long, though. I'm glad I got to come home early and be right here with you. What? Come here, baby. Did you miss me? Come right here. Hold on so, so tight to me. There you go. That's nice, isn't it? So, so nice and warm. It's been a while since I fucked you like this. No, I haven't gotten a change yet. I guess I shouldn't I? I don't want to stink up the bed with these outside clothes. Can get nice and comfy in some pajamas and come lay with you. Yeah, there really wasn't anything interesting on my trip, baby. They just wouldn't shut up. The entire time it was just meetings and our goals for the upcoming quarter and making sure we're meeting all our revenue expectations. Really, really boring. But I guess I'm just such a good worker that I wrapped everything up. I thought it would take a lot longer, but after I did all my work and I did all my talking, they didn't care anymore. And they told me I can go home, so I was able to get a flight home that was a bit earlier. Yes, baby, I know I didn't tell you, but I kind of wanted it to be a surprise. If I called you and told you, you would be ready right then and there. But wasn't this much more fun? I came home and saw you laying there, so, so cute. It was a fun surprise, wasn't it? And now, I get to spoil you. I did call you, though, and I almost let it slip that I was coming home. I think it was yesterday or the day before when I was in the hotel. And when I called you and we were talking so much, I'm surprised you didn't notice. Baby, are you angry at me? No, baby, I wasn't trying to trick you or anything, I promise. Please don't be angry. It was a surprise. Just for you. Are you gonna forgive me? I love you. I love you a lot, and I promise I wasn't trying to trick you. It was just a harmless surprise. Because I really do love you. I love you so, so much. And I thought it would be pretty fun to see your reaction. I didn't mean to scare you by that little peck. You seemed a little startled, but it was fun. I like when I get to surprise you. Usually you're the one that surprises me, but I guess I turned the tables on you, didn't I? So, I promise, I wasn't intentionally trying to come home earlier and throw you off guard. But now, we have a few days together because as long as those meetings are going on, there's no work for me. At least until they get everything sorted out. So we have a few days of vacation. Just me and you. I guess technically my trip was supposed to be my vacation, but I just couldn't enjoy any of that without you. There's no point in me staying there when you're all I'm thinking about. I seriously felt like I was going insane. Every little meeting, every little everything, I was just thinking about you. I wanted to call you and text you, and I know I annoyed you a little bit with all those texts when you were trying to take a nap. But I really did miss you. I think maybe you're not truly understanding how lonely I was. And it's not the same, you know? It's not the same just calling you. Sure, I love to hear your voice, but I miss you. I miss your hugs. I miss your cuddles. I miss everything. Are you really going to make me list off everything I missed? You know that would take forever, right? Just know that you're gone way too long. I need you every day. You're like my little dose of happiness, you know that? And going so many days without you, it was so, so terrible. And right here with you is the perfect way that I want to spend all my time. Now, if you don't mind, I kinda want to change out of my work clothes. I was kinda in a rush to come see you, so I haven't exactly gotten the option to change. But I want to be with you. Being with you like this, it makes me so happy. I missed your voice. I missed holding you. I missed your smile. Your stupid fluffy hair. I missed everything about you. Every single part of you. What? You don't think I mean that? I do. Every single part of you. Are you not getting the point, or am I gonna have to make you understand? I can help you understand, if that's what you want. Why don't you come here, then? You were the one earlier who was not wanting my hugs just because you were upset by my surprise. But I'll show you everything I missed. But first, let me get these clothes off because, oh, I feel so disgusting in them. There we go. What's that look on your face, huh? Are you liking what you're seeing? You know, this is probably the worst state you could ever see me at. After a long trip, and I'm so tired. But you're looking at me like you're a hungry dog. I guess it must be pretty lonely, right? I was gone for so long, and you didn't have any way to relieve all that stress of yours. I guess it's not as fun alone, is it? And now you have me. Right here. Why don't you lay back down in the bed, baby? And let's have some fun, okay? Some fun for my favorite boy. The guy that I couldn't stop thinking about for days. This is the part that I really missed about you. I missed it so much. So what do you want? I guess doing it with your hand isn't very fun after you've had me, is it? I guess you'd really like to fuck me. What? You so red because I'm just so good at reading your mind? Or maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, you can tell me, you know? That's what I thought. And it looks like you don't want me to wait either. Let me get right on top. Maybe from being gone so long, I tightened up a little bit. It hurts a little bit. My body's so tired. Are you tired? I guess since I woke you up, you're probably a little sleepy, huh? Well, I guess that doesn't really affect how well you fuck me. Because holy shit. Holy fuck. You so much.